Peter Malone shares his thoughts and impressions of a new film. He calls it a light and serious comedy about marriage and marriage counselling. The title of the film is Hope Springs, and it stars two acting heavyweights, Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones, both of them so at home in front of the camera that their performances seem effortless, but as Peter points out, it's obvious they have given a great deal of thought to each scene, even to body language with small details.
Happy anniversary.
So what did you guys get each other?
Yeah, 31. What gift is that? Silver, ivory?
Oh, we got each other the new cable subscription.
Oh, great.
It's a lot of channels.
So, Hope Springs, one of my favorite actresses, Meryl Streep, paired with Tommy Lee Jones, and it's all about marriage counseling, right?
It is, yes. It's one of those films that may not appeal to people under 50. On the other hand, it might be an eye-opener for them about their parents and long marriages. So it's got a potential for audiences both young and old.
Oh, I think it could appeal to people under 50, Peter. But anyway, let's go with the story. Will you tell us what it's about?
Well, it's a basic story, I suppose, is the way to put it. It opens with Meryl Streep, and she and her husband are in separate rooms. They love each other, but she's a bit anxious that there be something more in their marriage of 31 years.
It feels like Arnold and I aren't going towards anything anymore.
And he hasn't got a clue. So she kind of tries to talk to him. He doesn't realise what she's saying. He watches the television every night, goes to sleep. She turns it off. They go off to bed. He gets up. She cooks the breakfast exactly the same way every day. He gets his briefcase and goes to work.
So, Peter, I think a lot of women will relate to that, even if they're under 60.
Oh, well, it's a bit of a parody in some ways in the way they've presented it. But you're right. People will recognise that it's not just the romance that's gone out of the marriage, but it's the kind of taking people for granted and not realizing that there could be so much more.
I want a real marriage again.
I think for that to happen, we'd have to risk everything just to shake things up.
Anyway, she comes across a psychiatrist or a counselor. She buys a book. She looks at him on the internet, and she books two seats on a plane from there in Nebraska to go to Maine for a special session with this counselor.
It's not impossible, and it's not too late.
Well, you want to go to intensive couples counseling in Maine?
The flight leaves tomorrow. I'm going to be on it.
I hope you're happy.
The husband, of course, doesn't want to do it at all, but actually is talking to his boss at work, whose wife has left him. So he decides then that he will go, and they have to travel through Maine in a car and eventually get to this rather quaint and picturesque town, and they have sessions with Steve Carell, who isn't playing it for comedy this time, playing fairly straightforward and subdued as the counsellor.
Kay and Arnold, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, that makes one of us.
Now, the title is Hope Springs, which, as you point out in review, refers to the location, but it actually refers to more than that.
Hope Springs Eternal.
Exactly.
Yes. The town itself is called Hope Springs. Actually, once the sessions start, I was quite fascinated because Meryl Streep is, once again, she's quite extraordinary. I'll have to say that immediately. The amount of attention she's given to this character would, I'm sure, be just the same as in proportion to what she gave to Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady. It's full of detail, full of nuance, body language, a really, you know, wonderful performance of a housewife who turns out she really finds she is very prim, very reserved, a bit shockable at this discussion about marriage and sexuality.
You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage.
This is insane. We're not 22 years old anymore.
I would like to assign you your first exercise. Tonight I would like you to spend a period of time with your arms around one another.
I think we better stop.
I'd have to say also that Tommy Lee Jones is very good indeed and matches Meryl Streep. I think he gave a great deal of attention to his role as well. I looked up Meryl Streep on the Internet Movie Database, and when she made this film, would you believe, she'd been married 31 years, just as her character in the film.
You come up here, you spend 1 week, and you're supposed to have a new marriage?
Arnold, your wife is very unhappy, and you have to ask yourself, have I done all I could?
I think Meryl Streep's one of our best actresses. I mean, even in something like Mamma Mia, she certainly goes the whole way to give her character every single thing that she can. So this film, you say, is strongly in favour of love, of fidelity, of marriage commitment. So it's a film that traditionalists will like as well.
Well, it's a bit provocative, of course, in the kind of exercises that the counsellor gives the couple to do, starting with just a bit of touch, which they're a bit reluctant. Then she goes and buys another book and is rather surprised at some of the sexual behaviour. She obviously hasn't been to the movies much.
I'm just not... That's not me. I just can't do that.
And is a bit surprised, and there are some comic sequences illustrating that.
Trying to get the old magic back?
Join the club, honey.
But ultimately, I won't spoil it, but they go home and it's as if nothing happened. But it's a positive film, and obviously something does happen, and there's a very, very marriage-affirming finale to the whole film.
It's not too late for anyone who truly wants it and is willing to try.
If I'm not mistaken, David Frankel, who is the director, directed Streep in The Devil Wears Prada.
He did, so they obviously have a good relationship, and he directs with a mixture, I suppose, of the light touch and serious undertones. But as you said earlier, I think a lot of older couples seeing it might be persuaded that there is some value in some kind of counselling or some kind of reassessing their marriage. There's some wonderful scenes where they actually reminisce about how they first met and the attempts to rekindle what had happened in the initial falling in love and commitment. So I think that the potential is there. I'm not sure how popular it's been at the box office. My hope would be that it has been popular and it would affect a lot of people positively.
Right, as you end your review, hope springs, yes.
Yes, that, I was trying to be affirmative in the review as well. Keep your head up, and you can let your head up.